Welcome to What's New in Ultra Tilted. We're Danny Riley and Thomas Matthews Horn from Teaching Innovation and Learning Technologies at Fort Hays State University. In each episode, we'll explore the latest Blackboard Ultra updates, discuss what they mean for your teaching, and share practical tips that you can use in your courses.
Welcome back to What's New in Ultra Tilted, your monthly guide to all the latest and greatest in Blackboard Ultra. I'm Thomas Matthews Horn.
And I am Danny Riley. Episode 14, and we are covering the June 2026 release with some thoughtful improvements that show Blackboard's attention to the details that matter in daily teaching.
Absolutely. So this month's updates focus on improving existing features and giving instructors more control over their assessment and communication workflows. Where should we start?
Well, let's dive into something that's going to make multiple choice questions so much more flexible: the ability to lock answer options in fixed positions.
Oh, this is so clever. So you can keep none of the above or all of the above in the same spot, even when you randomize the other options.
Exactly. This solves the age-old problem of wanting to randomize most answer choices while keeping certain options in place for logical reasons.
That is brilliant for things like all of the above. It just makes sense for that to be the last options, or none of the above for that matter. Like, students expect to see that at the bottom of the list.
Right. It gives you the best of both worlds: randomization to prevent answer pattern memorization, but logical placement for options that need to be in specific positions.
I can also see this being useful for ordered lists or sequential processes where one option needs to be first or last for the question, just to make sense.
Great point. Now, let's talk about some improvements to rubric workflows that are going to make grading more flexible.
Yes. So instructors can now override grades without locking the rubric and add feedback at the criterion level. This is huge.
It really is. Before, overriding a grade would lock the rubric, which was frustrating when you wanted to make an adjustment but still provide detailed rubric feedback.
And I love that the rubric score box uses clearer wording now. Sometimes those interface labels can be confusing, especially when you're dealing with overrides and adjustments.
Plus, grades now save at the attempt level for discussions in journals, which removes those complex override workflows. It makes for a much cleaner grading experience overall.
Streamlined workflows are always welcome when you're grading lots of assignments. Speaking of streamlined workflows, there is a nice update to announcement tracking.
The new announcements tab on the student overview page. This gives instructors a student-level view of announcement engagement.
So instead of looking at announcement views for the whole class, you can drill down and see which announcements a specific student has or has not read, correct?
Exactly. It's perfect for those one-on-one conversations when you need to know if a particular student saw that important deadline changes or assignment clarification.
That granular data is so valuable for student support. You can quickly identify communication gaps and follow up appropriately.
And it builds on the announcement tracking features we have covered in previous episodes. Now you have both class level and individual level visibility. Speaking of following up, there's an improvement to feedback reminder automations.
Right. The feedback reminder automation now triggers when instructors post feedback, not just when grades are posted.
This makes so much more sense. Sometimes the most valuable feedback is not tied to a numerical grade, but comments, suggestions, or guidance for improvement.
And there's a nice catch-up feature too, right?
Yes. When you create a new feedback reminder automation, Blackboard evaluates existing assignments and sends reminders for any feedback posted in the last 30 days that students have not checked yet.
That's so thoughtful. So you do not have to worry about students missing feedback that was posted before you set up the automation.
Exactly. It ensures students get timely, relevant notifications about feedback that supports their learning, regardless of when you implement the automation.
Great backward-looking functionality. Now, there are also some stability improvements to the commenting tools.
Yes, improvements to BB Annotate that fixes issues with formatting, editing behavior, navigation, and file handling. More consistent and reliable commenting workflows.
Those behind-the-scenes reliability improvements are so important. When feedback tools work smoothly, instructors can focus on the feedback itself rather than fighting with the interface.
Right. Fewer errors and smoother interactions mean that you can provide more thoughtful feedback more efficiently.
Now, let's talk about the feature that applies to both instructors and students: answer-level feedback for multiple-choice questions.
This is really going to enhance learning. Instructors can now add feedback for each individual answer option in multiple choice and multiple answer questions.
So instead of just correct or incorrect, you can explain why each option is right or wrong.
Exactly. For the correct answer, you might need the reasoning. For incorrect answers, you can explain why they are wrong or what misconception they represent.
That's incredibly valuable for learning. Students do not just find out they got it wrong. They understand why their chosen answer was incorrect and why the right answer is correct.
It turns multiple choice questions into a richer learning experience. You're not just assessing knowledge, you're teaching through feedback.
I can see this being especially powerful for concept-heavy courses where understanding the why behind each option helps reinforce the learning.
Absolutely. And it helps address the common criticism that multiple choice questions are about memorization rather than understanding.
With detailed feedback on each option, they become tools for explanation and clarification, not just assessment.
So, Thomas, looking at all of the June updates, what stands out to you about this release?
This feels like a refinement and flexibility release. Each feature takes something that already worked and makes it work better, or gives instructors more control. The locked answer options, the rubric improvements, the enhanced feedback options.
I agree, and I love the attention to communication and feedback workflows. From announcement tracking to feedback reminders to answer level explanations, it's all about better communication between instructors and students.
The reliability improvements to commenting tools might not be flashy, but they're crucial for daily teaching effectiveness. When tools work smoothly, teaching flows better.
And that answer level feedback for multiple choice is going to transform how we think about using those question types. Much more pedagogically powerful.
Well said. Now, where can our listeners learn more about all of these June improvements?
TigerLearn.fhsu.edu remains your go-to resource for everything learning technology at Fort Hays.
You'll also find links to Blackboard Support Knowledge Base, where you can find guides for setting up answer level feedback using the new announcement tracking features.
And as well as tips for optimizing your feedback reminder automations, best practices for the improved rubric workflows.
And as always, the link to Blackboard's weekly open office hours, where they discuss these features in action and help answer questions about how to implement them in your courses.
And do not forget the Anthology Community and Idea Exchange for sharing strategies and learning from other instructors who are using these features creatively.
Perfect. Well, that's episode 14 of What's New in Ultra Tilted. June 2026 brings us improvements in flexibility, communication enhancements, and more powerful feedback tools.
I'm really excited about that answer level feedback feature. It's really going to completely change how I design multiple choice questions.
Same here, and the locked answer positions will make randomization so much more practical. Really thoughtful feature design this month.
As we head towards summer, these improvements are going to be great for course development and getting ready for the fall semester.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back next month with whatever July has in store.
Until then, enjoy exploring these new feedback and assessment features.
See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on FHSU Tilt Talk for What's New in Ultra Tilted. For resources, how-to guides, and the latest teaching and learning updates, visit the TigerLearn website or connect with the Tilt team. Be sure to subscribe on Amazon and Spotify so you don't miss next month's Blackboard Ultra updates. We'll see you next time.